অনুসন্ধান সার্চ পারসন নট স্যাটিসফাইড বাই দিস অ্যান্ড দ্যাট সো মেনি থিং মাই হার্ট এচিং আই হার্ট এচিং আই হ্যাভ হার্ড ফ্রম এনি সোর্স অ্যাবাউট কৃষ্ণ আই ওয়ান্ট টু বি ভেরি নিয়ার টু হিম but nearer to his devotees, that is more tangible. And the more real. When we have got some practical faith in the association of his real servitors, then we acquire something substantial in our way. That is possible, available, helping. So, one who has got abstract attraction for Krishna, his position is considered to be primary. But the better position, who has got aspiration for his servant, than Krishna. Ishwari Kadadhini Sujjali Sujjisa Priva Maitri Kopesha Dakaroti Sujjali. Then, অর্চায়ামি বহরে যা পূজা শ্রদ্ধাই হতে নত ভক্তি স্বভক্ত প্রাকৃত স্মৃত দি বিগিনার দে ওয়ান্ট কৃষ্ণ অ্যান্ড নট হিজ ডিভোটি বাট দোজ দ্যাট হ্যাভ গট সাম টেন্ডেন্সি টু গেট ফ্রেন্ডশিপ অ্যাসোসিয়েশন উইথ দি ডিভোটিজ অফ কৃষ্ণ দ্যাট ইজ সমথিং ট্যাঞ্জেবল দ্যাট ইজ রিয়েল হায়ার পজিশন that his life is ensured from God's tangible, practical something. So that is considered to be higher. Achyayami bhavari japuyam sadhayat notas bhakti chasa bhakta prakita sita ordinary primary stage who are avoiding the servitor but only about Krishna want to cultivate by your chamutti or in my books or any other way. But when some practical sympathy is felt in the heart for his devotees, his position is more reliable and more safe and more progressive and got something tangible. And when from every direction nothing but Krishna conception can satisfy him, then he will adopt good position. All the ways coming to him, all connected with Krishna, whatever good or bad coming to him, but concerning Krishna, then he is in a better position. Bad means one devotee is going away from the ISKCON, paid by his fortune to connect with ISKCON, but now going away. That pains his heart, then he is in a bona fide position. His heart is aching for that man. Who fallen from Krishna consciousness. Though not very palatable, but still giving pain, so his position is good. He's feeling pain for the devotee is going away from Krishna consciousness. And so many are coming to reach Krishna consciousness, carrying the flag from corner to corner of this world. Heart is feeling pleasure. That is all good. Everything relating to Krishna consciousness, good or bad, satisfaction or dissatisfaction, but concerning Krishna, that is good. He was the only sadhu who had the recognition from our Guru Maharaj as sadhu, Bansidas Babaji. He was living in the strict sense the life of a Babaji, indifferent to the world. And he was sitting there and smoking. And so many things were scattered around his ashram, the fish, Sanskriti word, the fish cover.
Yeah.
All these things. He wanted to keep himself aloof from the present society by this smoking, smoking publicly. But he was indifferent to all these blessed things and really in the heart searching after Krishna. And in spite of so many opposite signs in his character, he had recognition from our Guru Maharaj, the real Vaishnava living here. But so many Vrindavan Babajis, they had cancelled imitation. But Bansidas Babaji is not imitation. Imitation. As we are the Sankarina of Krishna. Once we told, there was an earthquake and the temple was demolished. And the Gaur-Nitai was within the temple. And they had smashed. He is talking to his audience. They say that they are not, they had not killed them of such type that they would be matched. They say it already. They say not material substance, it I go, that they were matched by temple crash. Well, they were. The curiosity is this, they lived whole life almost in Navadvip. But before passing away, he went to his own home in Mymansingh district somewhere. And there he left his body. And before his passing away, there were many people, itches, and blood oozing, something like that. And he used to advertise, what type of sadhu I am, you come and see. you come. What class of saint is myself? You see all this, the result of my bad karma. I am a worst type of man. Don't take me as a saint, as a sadhu. And the worst of the worst. Otherwise you can't say there's so many things has come in my body in this way. Went once to Vrindavan and he came away and went to his home, previous home, and there started Bansidas Babaji. Half man, he was wandering in the streets of the world. I saw him several times. When I came here to stay alone, sometimes I used to go to his ashram. One night I see, night means in the evening, I was they are sitting there. So I saw him very much envied. Why are you so many men here? Don't you find here is the Bhavanjali? The Bhavanjali is here. And why you have so many men are wandering? Like Parasa in the mood of Yashoda. She is talking like that. Apparently, it is a different. There is a woman here, that comes, young girl here, and you men are some making crowds here, probably. Go ahead. One gentleman is singing some Narottama poetry, the song of Narottama. Then after it is finished, he remarked, he only repeated the sound, but the real influence, impression, who caught he realized. You are only superficially, you repeated the sound only. But the inner voltage is not known to you. Your fatlas are fatla. The feeling, the strong feeling suggested by that song, that hit whom he can know the power underlying that song. But you are only repeating physically. You do not feel what is what holds energy within, you do not know. Only superficially you are repeating the sound. But the voltage within, the meaning, that struck whose heart he feels how much energy. He remarks like that. Like an ordinary man on the surface, he only repeating this out. But the meaning, the deeper meaning underlying the sound, that has touched one's heart, whose heart he knows what is contained in that song. What a song, only the name, the simple name of Krishna, what voltage is within, who can understand according to the depth upon realization, the world will react. Simply the name of Krishna, Tundi Tandavini Ratinvitulati, Tundavuli Lavadhai, Karna Kruda Karambini Ghatayati Karna Buddhi Vaspriyam Ketu Prangana Sandini Vijayati Sardendriyanan Kritin Nujani Janita Tiyad Viramitri Krishni Tivar Naddhi. That is said by Purnamasi in Vrindavan. Oh, what power is behind this word, Krishna. Tundi Tandurini Vatini Vituri. When I take it in the tongue, I pronounce, then it creates a force making mad. One tongue is not sufficient. I should have many tongues, so I could maybe satisfy something by taking the name of God, Krishna. That aspiration, that deep, intolerable feeling within, The one ton is not sufficient. Millions of tons necessary to pronounce the word Krishna. So sweet, so sweet. So he began to love it. Karma Krodha Karambini. When I hear that sound of Krishna, Karma Krodha Karambini, Karma millions of years, I feel necessary. One or 2 years is not sufficient. I ask on all sides, will hear the sweet name of Krishna. That sort of feeling arises within him. Karma believes, but Ketu Prangana Sandini Vijaya Krishna. And when it goes and enters the heart, arises all other activities. Such a feeling comes within, the whole thing is alive. Tunde Tandavini Ratin Vitamati Tunda Buddhi Ravadhari Karna Krura Karambini Ghatayati Karna Buddhi Patya Yetu Prangana Sandini Vijayati Sardendriya Nankati Najani Janita Tiyad Bhiramitari Krishni Tivadmajari. I can't estimate but how much and what type of nectar the name Krishna. There's only two letters. But this is the production of what wonderful thing I can't estimate. What is this? Then this was from the Babhrama Bhangsiddhan. When the fruit, sound of the fruit came from Krishna, what was the effect? Vasishtha Tulayam, Rupa Goswami has given description. The Brahma, he is looking this side, that side. From what side this sort of sound is coming? The creator of this world sees perplexed. What does this peculiar sound coming from? Looking this side, that side. What? The Anantari, who is supposed to carry this whole world on his head, Chaturan, the least Chaturan, are bhoging the Mahabhut man. His head is ringing. So he supports at the support of this whole material creation. His head is ringing. So from where this vibration is coming, so sweet, so capturing. This way, so many others. Rupa Goswami says, when the sound, sweet sound of the flute of Krishna came. It is something. Sweetness, maybe of the type of madness, made mad. So sweet, we cannot adjust, we cannot capture it. We realize it for our purpose. Surpassing all our feeling of taste, the feeling of measurement of good and bad, of pain and pleasure, all paralyzed, surpassing everything. So sweetness, making mad, forgetting everything. I am nowhere in the ocean of joy. How much sweetness or ecstasy or pleasure, satisfaction, how much we can take, how much capacity we have got to take sweetness. Our capacity is very limited. That may be covered by a thing and a super. Those things may drown me in the ocean of sweetness. Here I stop today, sir. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Nityananda. Dayal Nityananda, Dayal Nityananda, Dayal Nityananda. Dayal Nityananda. To Nityananda, that is nothing. Whereas enjoying such quality ecstasy, the Jagai Bagai is throwing something for a blood oozing. What does that matter? They are king, they are masters of ecstasy, satisfaction, pleasure, joy, joy. What this blood sitting can do, the pain of blood sitting, nothing. What of that? You take this sort of pleasure, this sort of joy, I am distributing to you. Does not matter that you have shed blood in my body, does not matter. You take this. Your eye, you take this. You cannot affect me. Blood shedding cannot affect me. I am in such a position. It cannot make me happen all now. But at the same time, Mahaprabhu could not tell us, who has shed blood from the body of Mr. Brahmana? I shall finish him. No, no, my Lord. This is the Lila we have come to play, the drama, not befitting your such in this position, such disposition. Please control yourself and come out with magnanimous, more magnanimous. The field of Nityananda Subhapur. From our side, the sinners who want to hurt the Guru Vaishnava, the agent, that are coming to help us. And we are so in gratitude, we want to beat them, give them good beating. That is our attitude. So Nityananda Prabhu's greed and recommendation for the sinner is unestimable. Nityananda. Gaur Hari Bol. Hriday Gaur Hari Bol. Shri Bhakti Vidhan, Shri Goswami, Shri Swami Maharaj, Jai Bhakti Vindu. Once when Prabhupada conducted the whole Vrajamandala Parikrama, after that is finished, he asked his disciples, what positions have attracted you most? What position in Vrindavan has attracted you most? And it was asked to me, I told that Kadam Khandi is the place of Rupa Goswami Prabhu's bhajan, between Nandagram Krishna and the Jabba Radharani. Midway, there was an ashram by Rupa Goswami Chatur. And he used to write the Bhakti Ratami the Sindhu Dictan of the general. I told that that place affected me most. And he was gone. After a year or two again, when we have gone to Radha Kunda in his company, suddenly he told, you are that very place? Your place? I am astounded. Why is my place? You are that place, Kadam Khandi, Rupa Goswami. I thought, oh, 2 years or 3 years ago he inquired, which was very attractive to whom? That is, with some purpose. And he has kept it in his mind. And accordingly, today he is saying that your place, your place, where is my place? So he was so much particular about that is Ruchi Parikha, to test the, to examine the test of a particular person to a particular lila, a particular group of sadhus. These are necessary in the Akshat to test his disciples. Which is the place, where he is to be located, where his test can. And accordingly, with harmony with that innate test, he is to help him
in his march towards that land of glamour. Gold Holy Gold, Gold Holy Gold, Gold Holy Gold, Gold Holy Gold. Nidai Gold Holy Gold, Nidai Gold Holy Gold. Nidai Gold Holy Gold, Nidai Gold Holy Gold, Nidai Gold Holy Gold. Nidai Gold Holy Gold, Nidai Gold Holy Gold. Radhika Madhavasam. That are hoping against hope, that the highest hope. We are pinned down. Our faith is pinned down there. The goal, the destination has been settled, and the how to reach there. And when to reach there, and who others will come to my help to reach there. The Master, Guru, Sikha Guru, Dikha Guru. Whoever will help me to go there, he is my Guru. He is my guide. Who will help me to go to my destination, which is located in this way. The hankering, the hunger, the station of my hankering, in it, inmost hankering, the station, the destination. Gaur Hari Gaur Radhika Madhavasam Praptu Jasya Prasitya Pipaya Igurum Tam Madhusam. And who has helped me to locate my place of destination? Radhika Mahalo Praptu. He has given me, he has educated me. How to aspire after, what to aspire after, and how we can go to that aspired shelter highest. All these I have got from whom? From who is my all in all in life? The master of my life. This is a boat and he is the helmsman. I have surrendered him. I have accepted. I have to work on a boat. What is that? To
embark.
To
embark.
Embark. Embark is going. But I have put myself in his boat. In his boat, and he is taking me towards the goal, the end of my life. Guru Karno Dharam helps me. Nirdeham has been compared with boat by utilizing my resources in this body and the mind. My Guruji is owing me towards the goal as helmsman. Guru Karno Dharam. One who has come in human species, if he does not take this advantage, he commits suicide. He commits suicide after coming in this human birth. If he loses to take this advantage of crossing the ocean of life and death, life and birth and life, birth and death, birth and death, birth and death, the ocean, the very nature is which birth and death, birth and death, to cross this ocean of birth and death. The health, the helmsman is Gurudev, and if one miss the chance, he is committing suicide. In Bhagavad, Nirdeham Adyam Sulabham Sudurlabham Labham Sukalpam Guru Karma Dharam Mayanukulena Navasatiritam Puman bhava bhinna tarichha atmaha atmaghati. Coming to the suicide. And I am helping so many boats, Lord said. So many boats are passing and I am helping like a favorable wind. Helps man is guru, and I am favorable wind. The boat is this human body, and we all should take the advantage of crossing this ocean of life and death, but it is compared to the infinite, this world, something like infinite. Very difficult to cross this ocean of life and death, birth and death. Birth and death. If you want to get away from these troubles, Jamma Mattu Yara Badi, you must take the chance. You must take the chance, otherwise you lose so much that it amounts to suicide. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol. Nidai, 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 Nidai. Gaur Hari Bol, Mahaprabhu's grace is always some sort of selection. But Nityananda Prabhu's grace, there is no selection. Whoever comes across, he gets this. Such magnanimous, it comes. It is so much magnanimous. Whoever comes across on this way, he gets the grace. He said, so raw, indiscriminate, and so special, this much. Most venerable, generous man, Nitya. Mahaprabhu has a sort of discrimination. But Nityananda has to care for any discrimination, whether he is fit or unfit. So one way is not. Jai, Jai. Vrindavan Jai, Vinyabhai, Radha Krishna, Paitanai. Overlooking the days of Nityananda, overlapping him. Mehraj, the courageous to go to Radha Krishna, neglecting the ways of Nityananda. Swami Maharaj has less stress on Nityananda. Nityananda, Nityananda Balaram, Nityananda Balaram. At the fallen, Nityananda Prabhu's grace is wealth, is real wealth, because discrimination has gotten much less there. But in the grace, in the mercy of Gauranga, magnanimity of Gauranga, some sort of discrimination. Still not so much, but still we find a sort of discrimination. But Nityananda Prabhu is more. So first go to Nityananda, and by grace you will go to Mahaprabhu. And by the grace of Mahaprabhu, you will easily reach Radha Vrindavan. That is the way to go. Go to Nityananda, compare to Gauranga, Sri Gauranga. Yatha yatha gaura palara vindi, kriyeta bhaktim krita punna rasi. Tata Tathutsat Patiriddha Kasra Radha Palambhujitunam Bhurasi. Accelerated by the mercy of Gauranga, have tried to approach Radharani, then no possibility of any doubt to enter you there to disturb you in that place. That would be patrolled here by Govan. You have got Govan, you are sure that you would very safely, smoothly, easily, and very intimately, intimately, you will have the service of Radharani. Otherwise, it is very dangerous, and sometimes suicidal, reactionary, if you do not go through Gauranga. If you want to approach direct to Vrindavan towards Radharani, it is very dangerous. You must go recommended by Sri Gauranga. That is, if you can appreciate the life of Gauranga, the ideal of Gauranga, the karma and the other things will be exhaustively eliminated. You will be really purified to be acceptable to that domain of that highest leader or past. This is it. Jai Gaur Gadadhar, Jai Gaur Gadadhar, Jai Gaur Gadadhar, Jai Gaur Gadadhar, Jai Gaur Gadadhar.
Here.
Where?
Near Mayapur. And it's told that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu met there.
Yes. So that is Goswami Mahaprabhu. The Gauriya Sangha. I myself gave the name there. Nandanacharya Bhavan. When Nityananda Prabhu first visited Navadvip, then he took his shelter in the Nandanacharya Bhavan, in a house, particular house in the town. The Mahaprabhu told to his devotees that one great person has come here, try to find out him. I am feeling in my heart that a great personage has come to visit the town. Last night I found that in a chariot whose sign is that of Baladeva, Talajangha, came and inquiring here, you have his mic on this house? Will you say, will you guide me, where is mic on this list? I saw a dream of that type. Mahaprabhu told, Nai Pandit told to his friend. So, one great man must have come here to inquire about him. This was the advice of Mahaprabhu towards his elephant. And they tried to search for him, for such a big, great man, great person. But they came out in this path, this afan, the most of person. Then Mahaprabhu said, let me try, come along with me. And he came at once to that Nandanacharya house. Nandanacharya, and there found Nityananda Prabhu sitting on the baranda. And there is meeting Nityananda Prabhu. He lost his senses, finding him out. And so many sudden tears and all these things. They are introduced. Nityananda Prabhu was introduced to the devotees and the first acquaintance. Now, another time, when some disturbance from Advaita Guru's remark. Mahaprabhu left his place and advanced to him and jumped in the Ganges. And Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur also jumped in the water of the Ganges and took mine from the ground. And after that, my Pandit told me, I am hiding myself in the house of Nandanacharya. And you say to Advaita Acharya, and my Pandit jumped into the Ganges, we could not find him. And let us see what that he did. Advaita Guru remarked, yes? Guru Huri. Then, in another time also, Mahaprabhu, him in Nandanacharya's house some other time. These two times, another time also, he went to Shantipur or somewhere else, and from Goa he came to Nandanacharya. That was on the Shantipur side, near Ganges, and on the side of Shantipur, his devotee's house was Nandanacharya. And generally, when he used to hide himself from the playfully, from the devotees, for some reason or other, he used to take his shelter in that house, Nandanacharya. First met Nityananda there, and in another two times also, he used to hide himself there. And our Guru Maharaj, he sometimes repeated the founder of that mosque, Bhakti Saranga Goswami, of Pragita Prabhu, was after Goswami Maharaj. That is Nityananda's connection. He has written something in faith. He placed upon some sort of sentiment of Nityananda in him. So following that, when he established his mosque, and that mosque, he did not want to establish his mosque there. He purchased a house nearby Jogopicha. And that was dispossessed by Kunji Babu. So, out of that sentiment, he did not want to have any center here. But my interest was that everyone who has come out of the main mosque, they should have their own center in that area. I tried my best. First, I purchased some portion which I have given now to Paramahansa Maharaj. Purchased that land, and gradually, Madhava Maharaj, you know, I had money to purchase land and to establish center there. Because that is a thing, it was seen to me that any pilgrim, when he likes to go to Mayapur, the place one in such that he may be looted there on that banks of that river. It was so dangerous place. Now after partition, so many in a residence, Hindu residence from East Bengal has come, so we find that in fact of population. Otherwise it was very solitary place. When I came here, they all jungle, and even this leopards and jackals, so many hyenas, and all to be found here. But I said, so that place, he told that I won't have any. I purchased the house, and that is out of possession now. The possibly possessed my proportion, I won't make any center here. As I request and deny, it is not possible. You are a remarkable follower of our Guru Maharaj. You visited England also, and here in India you did so much important service to Guru Maharaj, and you should have one center there. At least only to show that Guru Maharaj had this disciples of such dignity. We must have. So anyhow, I purchased the land with my money, and I took the deed to him to Calcutta. I have purchased in your land, this land, and you must have a center there. And then he paid up the money to me. And then I told that we heard that you have some connection with Nityananda, and this place Nityananda first stayed, and Mahaprabhu met him here. So I think, and this is also in the southern extremity of Mayapur, this side. The center is somewhere near the bridge, and this has been the southern extremity of Mayapur, and you have connection with Nityananda. This must be the place of Nityananda's first visit, first center. So you may give it the name of Nandanacharya Bhavan. And he did. There he has a place installed,